it'll be interesting to see, Maureen. As you were indicating, Donegal aren't going to be favourites, but I think they are going to be favourites after that performance tonight.
Yeah, well, I think they'll be favourites too. I was chatting about them. They're not going in as underdogs in a way. After that performance, it was a quality performance. I'm sure if there's any of my management side ongoing here, looking on tonight, I'm sure they're going to be trying to set up. I don't know what kind of game plan they're going to set up against them, but it would want to be a very, very good one, because judging by that performance out there tonight, Porrick, I can't see them being beaten in the final. They'll be very, very hungry to retain their title, and they'd be rightly deserving one or two if they did after that display.
Yeah. So, Maureen, tactically, I suppose from Damien's point of view this year and Maxie's point of view, tactically today they got it right. Suppose the first 10 minutes was really cagey affair. There was even Stevens, really. But once the game opened up and Donegal got into that cruise control, goals from Gerry McLaughlin, penalty from Eilish Ward, you know, they really settled in the first half. That was the platform for today's victory.
Yeah, they settled down early. They got the goals on the scoreboard early. They had, it was a very, very different line out to what came out on the team sheet there. You know, there was players switched everywhere. All of McCaffrey was ended up in the full back line, along with Kira Hegarty, Mark, and Kira McInnesby. A lot of changes out there. Missing Karen Guthrie, their captain, as well. They did very well as well without her. She'll have to come back into that. She'll be added.
Is Karen going to get her back? Well, that's going to be a big one.
That's another difficult decision Maxie and the boys is going to have to make. But tactically today, I feel they got it right, Porrick. As I say, very impressive performances out there. You couldn't really single out anybody out there today from the people that come on the bench, off the bench, and those that went off injured. I will be keeping my head high, and it's very difficult to pick that team now going forward into the final. There'll be a lot of probably disappointing people who's on the bench, but you know, I think people on the bench shouldn't be disappointed this year or at this stage now, at this level of game, Porrick, because you spoke earlier on about how important your bench is. You go out there and you give everything you have for as long as you can give it, and then somebody else comes on and does the job, and at the end of the day, what you're trying to achieve overall is the victory.
Adam Spears is working with the Gaelic last two years anyway, and suppose from a strength conditioning fitness point of view, Donegal are looking a bigger prize, Maureen. From today's performance, indications that the county could run away with themselves last year after beating Monaghan so convincingly in the Ulster final, that we just thought we're going to show up and beat Mayo. Did that seep through to the team? How can Maxie maybe stop that kind of enthusiasm this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, you talked about the core and conditioning there. Again, you're playing football at the highest level here. The game has changed over the years. It was very much about going out and running laps of the field years ago. It's not about that anymore. It's about how well conditioned you are as an athlete on the field, how well you're able to take the knocks, you know, the turns you make on the field. So it all comes down to strength and conditioning as well. I know the girls have been working very hard with Adam. It's a big part of their programme. They're not only on the field, they're in the gym working on that there. Every team in the country is doing it at the minute, so every team has to be at it at its highest level. You know, so you have that. Like, if you're looking out there now and you see some of them players, they're in peak physical condition now at the minute. They look like athletes, they perform as athletes, they're doing brilliant, Porrick, out there. And, like, oh, hopefully now, like, you're talking about that kind of thing seeping into their minds. I think physically they're very strong, but mentally they're very strong as well. They know what they want this year. They've had the hurt of last year. I'm sure that they don't want the same thing to happen this year. And when you get a second chance and a second bite of it, you tend to go out and you want to do well. So hopefully that won't. Mentally, they might be a bit more prepared.
Convincing victory for Donegal here in Healy Park. It's 3 goals and 17 points for the Chicago Ladies. And it was 1 goal and 9 points for Monaghan.